The Bombay High Court has ordered police protection for the family of Kashinath Bharat, the property dealer murdered in Santa Cruz in 2005, after concerns over serial parole violator Azam Aslam Butt, sentenced to life imprisonment for the murder, has been missing from Nagpur jail since his parole ended on May 6, 2023, in response to a writ petition filed by the victim's brother, Vishwanath Bharat. The court instructed the police to safeguard the family. The Santa Cruz police are required to visit the Bharat residence twice daily until Butt is apprehended. Accused Azam Butt continues to threaten the victim's brother, Vishwanath Bharat, urging him to withdraw the case after he jumped parole. Vishwanath Bharat approached the Santa Cruz police multiple times for protection, even with a court order. However, the Santa Cruz police failed to provide adequate protection. Speaking with Midday, Vishwanath Bharat said, "The accused Azam Aslam Butt is threatening me continuously during the court hearings. He sent someone to me who threatened me to take back the case for my brother's murder. Previously, police officers visited my house daily and maintained a diary of their visits for security reasons while my mother was alive, but after her death, they stopped coming. I approached the Santa Cruz police multiple times, but they failed to provide me protection from the accused. After not receiving help from the Santa Cruz police, I filed a writ petition in the High Court to obtain police protection from the accused Azam Butt. The court ordered the Santa Cruz police to visit my home twice a day until the accused Butt is arrested," Bharat added. The court also ordered an investigation into how the accused Butt managed to secure parole multiple times, despite having jumped parole four times and having more than 12 criminal cases against him in various police stations, including murder, cheating, assault, and parole violations in Mumbai, Nashik, and Nagpur. Vishwanath Bharat said, "My brother was killed by the accused Azam Butt after he had been watching my brother's activities for a week. He then murdered him. Recently, Baba Siddiq was also killed after being monitored for a month. I am also under threat and the police should not ignore the threats. I am thankful to Justice Prithviraj K. Chavan and Revati Mohite Dia for granting me police protection from the accused. Now, a police team visits my house twice daily.